I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 23. Coming up, full support for National Labor Day projects, government to develop policy framework to redefine the purpose of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, and government signs visa waiver agreement with the Dominican Republic. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness visited and participated in a symbolic painting of the front of the Criminal Investigation Bureau CIB unit building at the Central Police Station. JIS reporter Njui James Sawyers was on location and filed this report.
The government is to develop a framework to redefine the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as a protection and service organization. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the policy is expected to be in place by November.
That will become the launching pad for a discussion about what should our new Jamaica protection and service institution be. What should our new law enforcement institution be? And I think that once we get to that point, where the people recognize that the JCF is there as our protection to serve us, then their job, the commissioner's job, will be much easier.
The Prime Minister was at the Central Police Station in downtown Kingston participating in Labor Day activities. Central Police Station was one of two sites selected as the national project for Labor Day 2017. The police station has also been selected as one of 55 sites across the island where a mural will be painted as part of the Jamaica 55 celebrations. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Peter Phillips, other government ministers and members of Parliament joined hundreds of volunteers at the Ward Theatre in support of the National Labour Day project. Here's JIS reporter Vanessa Silvera with the details.
Several leaders of government showed up in support of the restoration of the Ward Theatre, headed by the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who led the team of government and opposition representatives, participated in painting and tree planting efforts. He pointed out the importance of restoring key monuments of Jamaica's cultural heritage.
Preserving our culture is important. Culture is a store of value. We see wealth sometimes exclusively in monetary terms. If Jamaica were to be measured by its cultural wealth, it would be a very wealthy country. We cannot allow this monument of our culture, this storage of our value, which we call our heritage, to be destroyed.
Renovation work included painting, retiling, plumbing, lighting, and electrical work. The theater should be restored to full use by August this year. Meanwhile, Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Peter Phillips, also participated in the National Labor Day initiatives at the Ward Theatre and the Central Police Station. He noted that the day should be used to recognize and celebrate the contribution of Jamaican workers to the birth of the nation and the continuing survival of the country. The opposition leader also pointed out the significance of cultural heritage to brand Jamaica.
It is particularly fitting that we take time out as a people to seek to restore this Ward Theatre, which has been testament to the cultural vibrancy of Jamaica for over 100 years.
Dr. Phillips said it was also important to develop communities around the theatre to ensure the sustainability of the project. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Vanessa Silvera.
And in other news, Jamaica has signed a visa waiver agreement with the Dominican Republic. This is expected to facilitate easier travel between both countries for holders of diplomatic and official passports. It's one of several bilateral agreements brokered by Prime Minister Andrew Holness during a recent official visit to the Dominican Republic. Prime Minister Holness signed a communique with President of the Dominican Republic, Danilo Medina, which sets out a raft of agreements between both countries in the areas of travel, tourism, commerce, education, and agriculture. A joint business and investment council will also be established in the next few months, allowing for both the private and public sectors to collaborate on how to facilitate an increase in business and trade relations between the two countries. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.